Suppose you're doing a consultation with a 35-year-old adult female. This woman has a Class II Division I malocclusion with no crowding in either dental arch. She has a retrognathic mandible. Now, her treatment will involve a combination of orthodontics and mandibular advancement surgery. The surgeon is also recommending a genioplasty in addition to the mandibular advancement. Here's the patient's concern. A friend of hers had jaw surgery and had altered sensation of the lip and chin after the surgery. Your patient is concerned about the potential for altered sensation in her situation. Her question is whether or not the altered sensation will be worse if she has the genioplasty performed along with the mandibular advancement. So how would you answer that question? A study published in the March 2011 issue of the Journal of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery will help you with the answer to that question. The title of this article is Altered Sensation After Orthognathic Surgery. This study comes out of Seoul National University in Korea, and the lead author of this paper is Dr. Young Kim. The purpose of this study was to perform a subjective evaluation of altered sensation that occurs following and up to 6 months after different types of orthognathic surgical procedures. The overall sample consisted of 50 subjects. All subjects had a sagittal osteotomy performed. In some, either a genioplasty or maxillary Lafort surgery were also performed. Following the surgery, the authors asked the subjects to comment subjectively on altered sensation in the area of the chin, lip, cheek, teeth, and tongue. These subjective evaluations were made 1 month after surgery and then at 3 and 6 months following the surgery. What the authors wanted to determine was, first of all, whether altered sensation was greater with a genioplasty compared to a simple sagittal osteotomy, and whether or not any altered sensation improved or got worse with time. What did they find? First of all, the patients who underwent orthognathic surgery experienced a diverse set of altered sensations immediately after the surgery. Which area was the most prone to altered sensation? That was easy. It was always the chin. What were the next most common areas of altered sensation? After the chin, in descending order, it was the lip, cheek, and finally the teeth. What was the most frequent discomfort mentioned by the patient? Consistently, lip biting was the most frequent consequence of altered sensation. How did altered sensation affect these patients in their day-to-day activities? The two most common remarks from the patients were, number one, difficulty in chewing, and number two, difficulty in speaking immediately after the surgery. Did these altered sensations improve? The answer to that question is yes. In all cases, the altered sensation was reduced with time. Now for the last question. Did the addition of a genioplasty create any difference in the altered sensation in these patients? And the answer to that question is definitely yes. The extent of altered sensation was always greater in patients who underwent a genioplasty. So let's get back to your patient. Now you have an answer for her question. If there's ever a choice between a sagittal split osteotomy only and that same surgery combined with a genioplasty, at least you can advise the patient that altered sensation will be more common if the genioplasty is added to the surgical procedure. But in most of these cases, the altered sensation improves with time. If you'd like to read this study that evaluates the occurrence of altered sensation after jaw surgery, you'll find it in the March 2011 issue of the Journal of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery.